to the phone lines. On the phone with us, we have Coach Coleman of the Wyoming Mustangs. Also in the studio, by the way, is Chris Brennell. Howdy.
Hello.
You there, Coach?
Greetings.
Howdy.
Greetings. How's everybody doing this morning?
Wonderful.
Enjoying the warmer weather. We're looking for a high of 55. Are you still in Florida?
I am.
I don't like you. Even though we get a high of 55 today, yeah.
55 here is like being in Florida.
Yeah, we could put on shorts.
I can wear my Speedos and go swimming later.
Although 55 in Florida, they won't wear shorts. They'll probably wear parkas and everything out there in Florida.
Coach Coleman, do you wear shorts when it's 55 in Florida?
Nah, I put on a snowsuit.
See, told you. They're wimps in Florida. You better man up when you come out here, Coleman.
I'm telling you. I think I might do it backwards. I might put some shorts on.
All right, Chris, you get it started.
Well, this is Coach Coleman, Wyoming Mustangs. I want to start with this. We're going to do something pretty cool here in the near future. We're going to start doing player profiles and interview players. We'll start posting those at basinsradio.com. It's going to be a very cool situation. And Coach Coleman, you guys had another meeting last night and talking with your players, and they have so much knowledge of the game, and I can tell that they soak in a ton of your knowledge as well. But the dynamic is very, very awesome. But you like your group of guys, and they seem to, we're not even here in Gillette yet together, but they seem to thrive together so far through the Zoom meetings. What say you about all that?
Well, you know, that's the beauty of it. You have to understand that, you know, champions, there's teams, winning teams and championship teams. A winning team wins when the wind blows hard. A championship team is dominant. A championship team dominates. A championship team is deliberate. It's a team that wins at will. And so that's the premise of it. We're going to be a team that wins at will. We're going to be a team that plays as one. You ever heard the old school saying, if one bleed, we all bleed? If one win, we all win. And so, you know, you have to buy in. And so this is where the buy-in starts. This is where the championship begins.
All right. Now, we're looking at the schedule because we have the schedule solidified. March 19th at Southwest Kansas Storm. Is that Dodge City?
Yes.
Okay. Your first game of the year will be on the road. This is not an exhibition game, is it?
Mm-mm, no.
Mm-mm. Okay.
This is an actual league game, and you know that, what better place to test out, to take it for a test drive.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, when do you guys come to town before March 19th, when the first game is?
Well, check-in time. All the guys will be here March 2nd. We officially kick off training camp March the 5th.
All right.
So, you know, it's league mandated 14 days before your first game. You know, and like I said, I'm excited. I would love to have the community to come out, give you a preview of what you're about to see. I think you'd be quite proud. We want to just reach out and just thank all the hard work that's going in behind the scenes. Lisa, God bless you. Just reaching out to Dale and just the city itself. Thank you. Thank you for the sponsors, all your support, ticket holders, and even for those that haven't been to a game. We're going to welcome you because guess what? It's going to be like a tractor beam pulling you there. So we look forward to seeing you at the game.
All right, now we've got less than a month ago before the guys get to town. When's the deadline to make your final roster cuts, by the way?
Well, the beauty of that is the second game, March 26th, which is our season opener there at Camplex, is our first home game. And so after that game, we are going to make our final cuts after March 26th.
Okay, so the players get two games to show what they can do. How many guys are you going to bring in at first, and then what's the final roster number?
Well, it's 35 guys, and then you cut down. It's 21 active, 4 inactive.
Hmm. I want to talk about a little bit about football here because I think it's very interesting. Because we've talked extensively about offensively and track meet and running and getting down there, getting to the next play immediately and getting down the field. You call it a track meet, Coach Coleman, all the time. But I want to talk about the identity defensively. If you were to describe what kind of defense you want from this team, and I know it's arena ball, you know, it's hard to give up just 7 points or 10 points a game or what have you, but what was your identity be on defense if you had it your way?
Suffocating defense, swarm defense, a defense that is dominant, a defense that dominates, but a defense that plays smart. And see, the thing is to dominate the field and take charge of the field horizontally, not vertically. Our focus is horizontally. You take care of that field. And every man plays his role. You know, definitely dominant at the nose, dominant at the ends, but being able to maintain integrity there. But a no-fly defensive backfield.
I love that. And then kind of the anchors up front so far, a couple of veterans coming back for you guys. That's huge. Calderon, some other guys. And it's just a big, big defensive line that can wreak havoc. They did so last year at times. And then you add the fact that you have a swarming defense behind them and a linebacker like Zach Taylor, who had a very good season last year, former Gillette Camel here at the linebacker position. But then these other guys you're bringing in, man, they are fast. So you talk about swarming and going side to side. They are quick.
Oh, yes, definitely. Quante Battles, Ray Lewis Jr., Miley Bounds. This goes on and on. And not to mention, we also have a former Miami Dolphins defensive end in Caleb Wells. He used to be the Miami Dolphins. He's now a Mustang.
Exciting, exciting stuff. A lot of talent. I think the one thing from last year, Vic and Coach Coleman, that really, I don't know if it surprised me, but it was just the league and the CIF was how much great talent there was. Some NFL guys sprinkled in with some former D1 players. You do have your D2, D3 guys, but just there's so much talent on these fields, and it just it makes it a blast. But the Mustangs, man, a lot of people around the league are impressed with all the guys you brought in. Have you talked to your guys about that situation as far as, like, because I think with this team, you put high expectations on your guys. You put high expectations on yourself. But also, what are you hearing from the league? Because from the people I talk to, they think this team has a real legit shot not only to get in to the Final Four, but to make noise maybe in a championship game just because of the talent you brought in. Have you talked to your guys about handling those expectations?
Oh, yeah. You know, understand, when you dream, you always make yourself the winner. When you dream, you always make yourself the star in the role. And so the mentality, it has to line up. And so you have to think what you're about to do. This is a part of the championship role. This is a role that is consistent. This is a role for us. You know, we're going to be on defense, and I forgot to mention the second coming of the Legion of Boom. And so we have to be that type of defense that flies around, have a lot of fun, talks a whole lot together, and just get the job done. I truly believe we're not just going to be in the Final Four. We're going to be in the championship game, and we're going to win the game. You have to see it, believe it, in order to achieve it. And that's why that particular goal will be achieved. This is where it begins.
I had a quick question, speaking of which, because the schedule is out. We know all the regular season games. Do they have a projected schedule of when the first playoff week would be and then when the championship game is?
So the last regular season game is the 4th of June. And then we go into the postseason. And then, so you expect the postseason to be second week of June.
Okay, so they're not going to take a week off or anything, it sounds like. Sounds like they're going to go straight to postseason week, semifinals, and then championship game. I couldn't recall last year if they had a bye week before the title game. I don't remember, but
yeah, they might switch it up a little bit this season. But you know, it's going to be a very, very exciting season. You have to, championships is forged, and a team that is a champion team wins at will. They stop people at will on defense. And they dominate and score at will on offense. And so we're asking our defense to do a lot, as we're asking our offense to do a lot. Is it possible? Yes. Are we capable? We're more than capable. And what the most perfect place to achieve this goal is in a city with the biggest heart in the country, Gillette, Wyoming.
And it starts with the Zoom meetings, too, because I think this is, like you mentioned, these Zoom meetings is where championship starts. And the guys are already close together. And again, I mentioned this last week, but another part I love about it is it's a personal thing. Like these guys are your family, you're their family. And it's a very, very cool thing you have started up here with the Mustangs, and I can't wait to get it on the field and see what we got. I can't wait to get down to practice. I want to start next week. That's what I want to do.
Yep. Same here. I feel the same way you feel, Chris. It's an air of excitement, and we just want to get the wheels turning as soon as possible.